November 10, 1933. How the divine will does not change either action or way. What it does in heaven, it does on earth. Its act is universal and unique. One who does not live of my will reduces the divine craftsman to idleness and escapes from his creative hands. It seems my poor mind does not know how to do anything other than think about the divine will. I feel a powerful force over me that does not give me time to think or to want anything other than only that fiat which is everything for me. So I thought to myself, oh, how I would want to do and live of divine will, as one does and lives in heaven. And my sweet Jesus, surprising me with his brief little visit, told me, my blessed daughter, in my celestial fatherland the unique and universal act reigns. One is the will of everyone. What one wants, the other wants. No one changes either action or will, each blessed feels my volition as their own life. And everyone having one single will, forms the substance of the happiness of the whole of heaven. Even more, because my divine will does not know how to do, nor can it do, broken acts, but continuous and universal acts. And since it reigns in heaven with its full triumph and with the totality of its dominion, everyone feels its universal life as by nature, and they are full even to the brim with all the goods that it possesses. At the most there can be according to the capacity of each one, and to the good that they have done in life, but no one will be able to change either will, or action, or love. The power of my divine will has all the blessed absorbed, identified, fused in itself as if they were one alone. But do you believe that it extends its universal act and its palpitating and communicative life to every creature only in heaven? No, no. What it does in heaven, it does on earth. It does not change either action or way. Its universal act extends to each wayfarer, and one who lives in it feels its divine life, its sanctity, its uncreated heartbeat that, while it constitutes itself life of the creature, with its incessant motion it always repours itself over her without ever ceasing. And the happy creature who lets it reign feels it everywhere, inside and outside. Its universal act has her surrounded on all sides in a way that she cannot go out of my will. And its continuous giving keeps her always occupied to receive so that even if she wanted to, she does not have the time to do and to think about other things. Therefore the creature can say and can be convinced that as one lives in heaven, so she lives on earth. The only difference is of place, but one is the love, one is the will, one the action. But do you know who does not feel the life of heaven in her soul, and does not feel the universal act, the unique strength of my will? One who does not let herself be dominated by it, who does not give it the freedom to let it reign. This one, then, changes action, love, will, every movement. But it is not my will that changes, it cannot change, but it is the creature who changes, because living of human will she has neither the virtue, nor the capacity, to receive the universal and unique act of my will, and the poor one feels herself changeable, without firmness and good. Always an empty reed that does not have the strength to resist every little puff of wind. The circumstance, the encounters, the creatures, serve as wind in order to spin her around now to do one action, now another. Now to love one thing, now another. And therefore one sees now sadness, now happiness, now fervor, now coldness, now inclination to virtue, now to passions. In sum, as the circumstance ceases, so does the act cease in them. Oh! Human will, how weak, changeable, you are without my will, because there is lacking to you the life of good that must animate your will, so the life of heaven is far from you. My daughter, there is no greater disgrace, or evil that merits to be cried over more, than doing one's own volition. So I continued to think. But why does God have so much interest that one does the divine will? And my always lovable Jesus added, my daughter, do you want to know why I have so much interest that one does my will? Because this was the purpose of why I created the creature, and her not doing it destroys for me the purpose for which I created her. She takes away from me my rights that with full reason and divine wisdom I have over her, and she places herself against me. Does it not seem grave to you that the children place themselves against their father? And then, I created the creature so that she would be and would form the prime material in my hands in order to be able to delight myself and to form from this material my greatest labors and my most beautiful works so that they would serve me in order to adorn my celestial fatherland, and to receive from them my greatest glory. Now this material of the creature escapes from my hands, she places herself against me. And with the so many materials that I have formed, I cannot do my established works, and they reduce me to idleness, because my will not being in them, they do not lend themselves to receiving my works. They become as hard stones that, for however many blows can be given, they do not have the softness to receive the form that one wants to give. They are shattered, they are reduced to dust under the blows, but it is not given to me to form the littlest object. And I remain as that poor craftsman who, having supplied so many prime materials gold, iron, stone, takes them in his hands in order to form the most beautiful statues that he has established, and these materials do not lend themselves. Rather they place themselves against him, and it is not given to him to develop his beautiful art, such that the materials serve only to clutter the space, but not to complete his great designs. And oh, how idleness weighs on this poor craftsman! Such am I, because my will not being in them, they are not capable of receiving my labors. There's no one who renders himself soft, nor who prepares himself in order to receive my creative and operative virtue. And if you knew what it means to know how to do, to be able to do, to have the materials in order to do, without being able to do anything, you would cry with me for so great a sorrow, and for so grave an affront. Does it seem little to you to see so many creatures who encumber the earth, and because the operating life of my will is lacking in them, it is not given to me to develop my art and do what I want to do? Therefore you take to heart to let only my divine will live in your soul, because it alone knows how to dispose souls to receive the whole capability of my art. And so you will not place your Jesus in idleness, but I will be the diligent laborer in order to form what I want of you. Deo gratias semper et in eterno. Thanks be to God always and forever.